to invite the children that are here to come up. We can share a message together. Come on up. Hi. Hi, Lena. Yeah, come on up. Hi. Sure, come on up. Yeah, you want to come up here and sit with me? I want to show you. I brought some very big, heavy books. Come on up here and sit. I want to show you some of these. These were really heavy. It took all my strength to bring them over here. But these are very special books to me, and I'm going to show you why. The first one is called The East Wind, and this was a book that was the annual from my high school senior year. Yeah, only a few years ago. Maybe more than a few years ago. But this was special to me. As I was looking back through this, I started kind of going down, we'd say, memory lane. I started remembering things from my high school years, and I thought I'd show you some of them here. See, this was like from a musical. You recognize that guy in the cowboy hat? That's me. That's right. That's right. I haven't gained a pound since. Yes, and I've got a cowboy hat on because this was a musical called Oklahoma. Yeah, and we sang that. It was a wonderful musical. And here, look at that. That's me. Yeah, with a three-piece suit and a skinny tie. Yep, that was a while ago. And then here, look at now. This is an action shot. What's going on here? Soccer game, yes. And look at that guy who's jumping up in the air. Number 28. Yep, that was me. Oh, that was our mascot, the East Mecklenburg Eagles. Go. Well, that's kind of a funny mascot, but that was the East Eagle. We were the Eagles. Say, go blue and gold. Come on. All right, fine. We're going to leave high school then. We're going to go to college. And here's from college, I went from East Mecklenburg High School to Erskine College. Do you see me on this picture? No. How about that one right there?
I see you.
You see me? I'm playing my guitar and I'm singing. I was singing a song. This was for like one of the pageants at our college, and I was singing and playing a brand new song that would just come out by a brand new singer named Elton John. It was called Your Song. It was a beautiful song. I was singing, "Don't you like the striped bell-bottom pants?" Okay. Well, you should have seen the velour platform shoes that went with it. Yeah, we're going to forget the 70s, aren't we? Okay. Can you read this? What's that say? National Championship Soccer. Yep. Our soccer team went to the national championship in college.
Did you win?
No, but we were fourth in the country, which is pretty cool. And look, there I am. And we were from about 10 different nations. We were from all over the place. It was a great, it says, Erskine College soccer team, welcome. And then that's a picture of our team and action shots of our team. Let's see, what's this last one here? Oh, this was our practice. What are we doing? We were playing in the mud, right? It had been raining and raining and raining, so our coach made us practice anyway. And so we were just totally, I think I'm totally covered, I'm right there, totally covered with wet mud. It was fun. Ew, it was a lot of fun. And here, let's see, this is another one. This brings back so many memories. How about here? See that? I got my 12-string guitar, and I'm singing with this girl who's got a 6-string guitar. And we did a lot of music at my college. And I've got one more. Who picked pink? Look at that, the pink. But it's not. Maybe it's salmon.
That's like an orange color.
Okay,
That's like an
how about
orange
here?
thing.
And this was our newspaper. And so I was the sports editor for our newspaper. And so there I'm there, and we're having a planning meeting for our campus news. And here, this was a musical called, well, Darn Yankees. Let's call it that. Hey, we're in church. So, okay, and in this musical about the New York Yankees, I was the ball player Joe Hardy. Ooh, yeah. Yeah. That's right there. That was me. I was in the musical, and we traveled around and actually did that at high schools all through the South. And then final, that was my senior picture from college. I did have a mustache even then. I've had this since I was 18 years old. Yeah. And the quick story about that is I didn't have it when I went to college, and I went to college and I wanted a mustache, so I grew a mustache and a beard. And then I came home and my mother said, "You take that beard off." And I did. And I kept a mustache ever since. Yeah.
I have a question. Did you hear actually like hot?
Hmm?
That was me. Did you hear a hot noise? That was me hiccuping.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? As I was remembering all that, I was thinking sometimes people say you can't go home again, but you can have all kinds of memories of special things in your life, and they kind of help you to realize what you've experienced and people you've met and things that were important. And this morning we're going to be reading in the gospel lesson about a young man who went away, and he lived in far away from home, and he realized that he was missing something very important. So he came back, and he didn't know if he was going to be welcomed back or not. But when he got close to home, his father came running down the road and threw his arms around him and welcomed him back. And so he was very, very happy to be accepted that way. Now he stayed home and he helped out. So that was a very, very cool story. So I hope as you get older and you meet people and you travel and you make good friends, that you'll remember all kinds of fun things like this, because it helps you to realize how wonderful and valuable our lives are. Okay? Let's have a prayer. Will you pray with me?
Yeah.
Dear God,
we thank you.
Every day
for special experiences
and good friends
and things we learn
and things that teach us
about the value of life
and how to love others.
And we thank you for this
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Okay, great. Okay, I think you can go with, yep.
There's Mrs. Adler in the back.
Going to church school?